You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Well, I want to speak to you today on a topic called Ready, Set, Reset. Ready, Set, Reset. Look at somebody say, Ready, Set, Reset. You know, sometimes I don't know if you have this problem with your smartphone, but every once in a while I have this problem with my smartphone that it runs out of space. Anybody ever been there where you're trying to get some new songs on there, you're trying to get some new videos on there, but there's no more space for it? So you take that thing thinking you're going to diagnose it. You plug it up to the computer, right? And then you got, okay, I got a little bit of audio files here. That makes sense. I got a little bit of video files here. That makes sense. I got a little bit of applications here. That makes sense. But then I've got like 60% of my phone taken up with other. Anybody ever seen the abyss of other? That thing is of the devil. Amen. Other. And so, you know, sometimes in our life, we go into new seasons. We go into this moment, but we're not able to add the things that God wants to add into our lives because we have this big section of other. We don't know exactly what it is. We can't put our finger on it, but it just seems like our space, our bandwidth is getting taken up with this incredible section of other. There's no more space for the new we want or the new we need because of other. Look at somebody say other. Now, in terms of smartphones, the only solution that I found, maybe you found another solution, but the only solution that I found to fix the other problem is you plug it up to the computer and there's a button that says factory reset. And if you reset the phone, it wipes everything out. And then you can carefully add back what you want on the phone. You can add the applications that you want. You can add the songs that you want. Hopefully it's a bunch of worship songs. You can add the videos that you want. But I've only found that it's for some problems, for some moments, for some time when you've got all this buildup of information, you need to have a factory reset. And I find sometimes in our lives, we get so busy, we get so cluttered, and we have all these applications or things to do that are running. Some things are even running in the background. We don't even know that they're running, but they're running, and they're taking up space. We have notifications going off, grabbing our attention, and yes, the ever-growing clutter of other in our lives. But what if in January, we did a factory reset? What if we got back to the Word of God, which tells us how our designer designed us, how we're supposed to look out of the box? Then we carefully added things back into our life that are of value and of God. What if we looked at our life in that way in January? If we were to do a factory reset for our lives in January, what would it look like? Anybody want to know what it would look like? Well, God gave me a couple of things to share with you today on what a factory reset should look like for us in the new year. Amen. Look at somebody and say, factory reset. Look at somebody else and say, ready, set, reset. This is what God gave me. We can't address resetting our lives for more success, for better performance, without looking at our focus. Focus. Say focus one time. Focus. Hebrews outlines this reset process, and this is important. It says in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to this life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Hebrews also tells us that faith is the reality of what we hope for. So a big part of your faith being alive is what you're hoping for, is what you're focused on. You're not going to get much out of your faith if you're not focused on the right things. And so our hope deals with our focus. It also tells us, the psalmist tells us in Psalm 37:4, take delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires. So as we are in fellowship with God, we are going to delight in him and he's going to give us the focus of our hearts. So we have to look at our focus, because what we focus on is what we end up with. Think about it in your life. Whenever you've really, really, really focused on something, you oftentimes end up with. There's also scriptures that say what you fear most will come upon you, right? So when we're focused on something, that is what we end up with. Good or bad, what you focus on becomes your reality. One way to see where your focus is where you put your time and where you put your money. Amen? It's the truth. Jesus said it this way, Matthew 6:21, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will be also. So wherever you're putting your money, that is evidently where your focus is. You're focused in this area. So you're investing or you're spending or you're whatever in this area. So where your treasure is, there your focus is right there. If you want to know what your focus was in 2018, look back at your bank account. See what your spending was. See what your investing was. And it tells you, gives you a great indicator of what your focus was in 2018. Another great indicator of focus is even more valuable than money, and that is your time. Where do you put your time? What does your calendar look like? Pick up that smartphone that doesn't have any space on it. Look at your calendar. What does your calendar say? That will tell you where you're spending your time is what your priorities are. That's what your focus is. Your time and your money will tell you what your focus is. If you are not spending it getting closer to your promise, you're wasting it. How many believers are wasting their time and they're wasting their money and they're not getting any closer to their promise? We've been talking about possessing the promise, but how often are we not practically investing our time and our money into getting to the promise that God has given us? Look at somebody and say, focus. In January, take time to reset your focus. When we focus on the things of God, it is called faith. When I get my focus on a particular aspect of what God has promised me, guess what? It's called faith. I'm focusing on the things of God for my family. It's faith. When I'm focusing on the things of God over my life, my spiritual advancement, it's faith. When I'm thinking about what God wants me to do in my job, it's faith. When we focus on the things of God, it's called faith. The second aspect of a factory reset is expectations. This is the second area. As we go through life, this area really, really adds to the other category a lot. And it takes up a lot of space. Expectations. The expectations other people put on you and the expectations you put on yourself. And this is true. You know, we go through life, and if you think about it, if you're honest with yourself, you're living with expectations that other people have put on you. You know, I want you to grow up and do this and do that and do the other thing. And that's all well and good, but if it doesn't line up with the Bible, then that's something that could be holding you back. It's something that could be slowing you down. And so we have to reset our expectations. Sometimes it's expectations that we put on ourselves. There was nobody that was expecting that of us, but for whatever reason, we started expecting this of ourselves, and it's weighing us down. It's weighing us down. So expectations, while clear and positive expectations can take you far in your path to promise, unrealistic expectations or ungodly expectations can waste your time and energy. So here's the question. What expectations do you need to throw away, and what expectations should you reload in this factory reset? Wiping away all expectations, what we should start with, the first expectations that we should start with, that we should reload, should be the expectations that we have of God and of his promises. Let me tell you something. If I come into 2019 with an expectation that God is going to do certain things in my life and that God's word says certain things about my future, let me tell you something. That is the strongest foundation that I can start my year on. And so I want to lay a foundation of expectations that I have in my God and in his promises. You cannot fail when you put your greatest expectations on the word of God. Let me tell you something. Going through different seasons of your life, you could be wrong or you could be right about expectations that you have for yourself. Others that are close to you, they could be wrong, they could be right. But let me tell you something. The word of God will never lead you astray when it comes on to your expectations of your God as it's revealed to us in the word of God. So when my expectation is what God said in his word, it cannot fail me. There's a song that they used to sing when I was a kid, and it said, I anticipate the inevitable supernatural intervention of God. That's dealing with an expectation. I have an expectation that God is going to move on my behalf. There's going to be some supernatural things happen in 2019. I expect miracles. And this is the foundation block that I'm building my new operating system off of in 2019. I'm wiping everything out. I'm doing a factory reset. And I'm starting with this expectation. I got my focus on God. I've got an expectation that the word of God is true. And the things that God has promised me are going to happen. I have expectation. What do we need to reset our expectations to? The word of God coming to pass in our life. What expectations do I want to build my year on? The prophetic and the written word of God. Some of you have received prophecies over your life that you know God said them to you. You know that God used somebody to speak something into your life. You need to write that down. You need to say, you know what, I'm wiping everything out. I'm going to start fresh. Let me start with what I know that the word of God is saying over my life. Let me start what I know has been spoken into my life by some true voices that God has used. Those expectations will never disappoint. Those expectations from the word of God won't get in the way. They will actually make a way to your promise. Those expectations will walk you right into your promised land. So in 2019, reset your expectations and start with what you expect of your God. So number one is focus. Number two is expectations. Number three is mindset. Mindset. What do we need to reset in this factory reset in January? Paul tells us right here in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Was he talking to sinners or was he talking to believers at that point? Was he talking to the lost or was he talking to the church? He's talking to the church. He said, let this mind. So that means that those people he was talking to needed a factory reset. Let this mind, get this mind back on you, the mind of Christ, right? And so he's saying, reset your mindset back to the mindset like Christ. Romans tells us this, Romans 12:2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. One translation says, do not be conformed to this world any longer, which means it's happened before. How many know that there's been times and seasons in your life that there's parts of your thinking that kind of regressed from that original decision that you made with Christ Jesus? And so you have to remind yourself, I'm not going to conform. I'm going to go make a factory reset of my mindset because I know I need to have the mind of Christ. The mindset has to be renewed. We need to take our mindset back to the factory setting, back to the garden, the way it was intended to work. Imagine this: when you speak, you begin to name your circumstances. You begin to name things around you. Adam, when he spoke, he would say something, he would name something, and God said, I'm going to call it that too. Go back to Genesis. Read what it says in Genesis. It says, and God listened to what Adam called a thing. And then he said, I'm going to call that too. And so God has given you the ability when you're operating with the right mindset to begin to speak some things over your circumstance. And when you speak it, that's the new name. When you speak it, God says, I'm going to call it that too. So when we get our mindset back, because God wants to put some God thoughts in your head. But you gotta reset and you gotta get the clutter out. How many know there's times in your phone. There's times in your house you got to get the clutter out. And so that happens. Actually, one of the things that the Bible is talking about when it talks about strongholds, it's talking about the ways that we think. What does the Bible say? It says, take into captivity every thought that rises itself against the knowledge of God. That's talking about a factory reset of the mindset. God wants to have some cool of the day encounters with us, but it can't happen if the other section of our lives is taking up all the space. That's where the enemy wants you. All your space maxed out, your mind maxed out, your time maxed out, your calendar maxed out, you're stressed out. You got no space for a God idea in your life. A God idea that'll catapult you into the promise, into the dream that God has given you. So in 2019, get your mind right. Do a factory reset this January and let God give you the mind of Christ. God wants to give you some business thoughts, some family thoughts, some financial thoughts, some prophetic thoughts that will burst you forth into the new year. So first is what? Focus. Second is? Expectation. Third is? All right. We're getting it. The fourth is identity. One of these areas that's so important. Last area I'm going to give you today. Is identity. Sometimes we forget who we are and we forget whose that we are, and we have to be reminded. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us that you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body, in your spirit, which are God's. You know, this is important. If we were captives of sin and the sin problem on the earth, right? And Jesus bought our redemption, then who do we belong to? We belong to Jesus. We belong to God, right? So, you know, there's this funny thing, and I was telling the first service this, and that is, you know, when I used to do a lot of traveling with my parents, and I was a preteen and at that time, and so when we would come into church, you know, sometimes if you're traveling, you kind of wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or you're grumpy because you didn't get all the sleep that you thought that you should have got until you're coming into church. And my mom would look at me and she'd say, son, we're about to go into church. Remember, you were bought with a price. You are not your own. You belong to the Lord. And the truth of the matter is we do belong to Christ. We belong to Him. And if we begin to live like, if we go back to living like with the knowledge of the fact we belong to Him, I'm not living for me anymore. I'm living for God. I'm not living according to the way the world tells me to live. I'm living the way that God tells me to live because I belong to Him. I'm a part of His family now. I'm a part of His kingdom now. I don't operate by the same rules and the same culture of this world. I belong to Jesus. Look at somebody and say, I belong to Jesus. He bought us. He claimed us. Our identity is in Him. And any false ownership, any false identity that has been superimposed on top of our true identity must be reset. Oftentimes in this life, we get a false identity that's superimposed on top of our true identity that's in Christ Jesus. And we have to wipe that out and remember who we are. Romans 8:16 and 17 says, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, we will also be glorified together. So what is my identity? I'm a child of God. I'm a son of the King. You're a son. You're a daughter of the King. You're royalty. And if you've given your heart to Jesus, that's who you are. If Jesus is in your life, you're a joint heir. Everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to you. You are there receiving the inheritance, the same inheritance that Christ Jesus is receiving. That's your identity. Your identity is no longer being a slave to sin. When you accept Jesus, you accept the incredible heritage and you accept every promise that is coming down on Christ. It's also coming down to you. We must remember who we are. We must wipe out everything else. Look at somebody say reset. It's an identity reset. I know I'm standing here. You might say, this guy is white. No, I have a new identity. I'm a son. I'm a son of God. Amen. You might look at me and say, I'm a Floridian. You're a Floridian. No, I'm not a Floridian. I'm a citizen of heaven. I belong to God. I'm a part of the family of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a child of the King. I have a new identity. I may look like one thing. I might have a background of one thing. But when I came to Christ, He wiped out all of that. And He gave me a new identity. He gave me a new ID. He gave me a new passport. Amen. He gave me new credentials. He gave me a new name. I'm a new creation. Amen. New identity. Will you bow your heads with me? I believe God really wants to minister this to us today. That we have an identity in Him. And we have to reset. The enemy puts stuff on us. The devil puts stuff on us. Life puts stuff on us. And sometimes our life gets so cluttered and we forget who we are. God has wiped away the guilt. He's wiped away the shame. He's wiped away the sin. He's wiped away all of your the bad stuff in your past. When you say, Jesus, I accept your identity. Jesus, I say yes to you. Jesus died on the cross. He did the hard work. And when we just respond and say yes, when we respond and say yes to Jesus, I accept your free gift of salvation. We have a new identity. The devil tries to beat us up, make us forget who we are, make us forget that he can't put shame on us any longer. When we turn to Jesus, we have a new identity. Maybe you're saying, Pastor, I need to have that identity. I'm not sure if that identity belongs to me. I'm not sure if I really gave my heart to Jesus. I've been around church. I've been around people that had this Jesus thing. And I've been around religion maybe, but I need to know that I have this for myself. I need this identity. If that's you, just slip your hand up. I want to pray with you today. Amen. 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 It's so important. This is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. God wants to do a great work. If you raised your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me right where you are. And everybody, you can pray this prayer in agreement with me. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for your identity. I don't want my identity any longer. I accept your identity. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for wiping away the guilt. Every guilt trip of the devil. Every shame strategy. God, you wiped it out. You wiped it out. I receive that free gift. I receive my new identity in you. I say yes to you. I say yes, I'll follow you. Teach me how to inherit what you have. Teach me how to be an heir of the promise. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.